Halo, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick. A couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Quick today, because it's been a crazy day. When you go and do things, you did them. Huzzah. That's awesome. Good for you. Now, how do you maintain and make sure you're keeping to do them, right? And also, how do you make sure that accidentally you don't stop doing them? These are questions that parents everywhere have asked themselves since time immemorial. As a tip, if you're using Amazon, I'm going to give you a couple of hints on how to use encryption and how to make sure that encryption stays persistent. All right? So Amazon S3 is the storage service. When you do S3 and you store files or data blobs or anything, you're making a web call. New with AWS, well, relatively new, in S3, you have the ability to specify within your web call, within the header, do the encryption. So if I'm going to store something in AWS, I do the thing. I pass the header, and that says encrypted, and the S3 service actually encrypts before it stores the blob, which is phenomenal, because if you're building an app, you can now encrypt before it hits S3, decrypt pulling it out of S3, and now that data element is encrypted at all times. Pretty dang cool. So you've done the thing, and we're like, yay, you did the thing, you're encrypting, woohoo. And now how do you make sure that you continue to do the thing? Here's the recommendation. You use some of the S3 rules, right? The rules that govern the traffic back and forth over the web. And you create a web traffic rule that says the header must be sent. If the header is not set to say encrypt, block the traffic. Now, from now on, forever, you must set that header in your app, decrypt or encrypt into S3, set the header in your app, decrypt pulling out of S3, which is awesome. You might be going, well, Wolf, that's silly. Of course I'm going to set the header. Why do I need another web traffic rule to make sure that that set header has been sent? And what happens if my developer forgets? Well, if your developer forgets, you're going to get an error message, and then the developer can fix it. This is key, right? It's not enough just to do the thing correctly. It's about setting in place a way to ensure that control persists long after you're gone, and to make sure that when a failure does exist, it bubbles up, it's noticeable, and it's corrected by the people in charge. Amazon and their S3 and the ability to set headers and set rules within the web traffic to make sure those headers are set gives us a perfect example. So, if you're using Amazon Cloud Services, AWS, go check out S3. Check out their encryption. It's pretty cool. If you're setting up a control in general, always ask yourself, how am I going to set this up to make sure this control continues and persists after I'm gone? Take it easy.